Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. Sometimes life can feel really challenging and difficult. And sometimes we're going through a difficult time, but some days feel better than others. Why is that? How can we have more better days than difficult days? How can we be in a better state of mind more consistently? Well, let's dive in and find it. So we have a situation where we bought a car from someone, a dealer, and it went horribly, horribly wrong. They ended up having the car back and wasn't really fixing it. We requested our money back. I mean, to cut a long story short, they've kept our money and the car, and it went to court and they owe us the money and they're still not paying it. And they clearly know how to play the system and are avoiding paying us back now £8,000. And when I think about that, right in this moment, there's a sense of peace. There's a sense of, it is what it is. There's no point getting worked up about it. I'd rather spend the time, energy and money, time and energy to create more income than get worked up about it. There's other times I think about it, I get really angry at the injustice, how someone could behave that way and think it's okay and treat a fellow human being in that way. I can feel shame. Shame that I chose a car because I got the engineering degree. I've tended to choose our cars and I chose one that wasn't reliable. And I look now, and the research is, don't buy this particular engine. When the research I did before, I thought it was showing as a good engine. By the way, some shame that I chose that car, and I kind of, I guess, led the communication with the dealer and made some decisions. And then I chose to trust him. And maybe I'm too trusting, and there's some shame around letting my wife or family down. So there might be peace right now. Often there is peace. Sometimes there's anger. Sometimes there's shame. But the circumstance hasn't changed. He still owes us the money. And it's interesting how we can look at life through different filters, different lenses. It's like we have cardboard wrapping paper tubes, those long cardboard tubes, and we look through a tube, we look at life through a tube, looking through a filter, a lens, a state of mind, a mood. And our state of mind goes up and down, our mood goes up and down. So it's like we get a whole stack of these tubes vertically stacked. When we're a lower mood, a lower state of mind, we look at life through the lower tube. And we're looking at life through a tube without realizing we're looking through a filter of our thinking. We think we're experiencing life. We think it's reality. It is what it is. It's reality. We forget where our experience is coming from. We forget we're looking at life through that filter of thinking, and that's what's creating our perception of it, our experience of it. At any point in time, whether it's late in the day or next day or a few days later, we can see that same situation possibly through a different state of mind. I have a different experience. It seems that our experience is caused by our circumstances. But it doesn't work that way. If it was our circumstances that created our experience would never change until the circumstances change. But it's not like that. Like me in the car, one day I can feel one thing, another day I can feel another thing. If it was our circumstances that created our experience, then everyone would have the same experience of a set of circumstances. But again, it doesn't work that way. Some emergency service crew can go to a traumatic accident and some get McDonald's on the way home and some get signed off with PTSD for 6 months. They have the same circumstances but a very different experience of it. So we live in the experience of our thinking. It's our perception of life that creates our experience, not life itself. And everyone is living in their own thinking, their own model of the world. It makes sense to them. They think it's their reality. When a lot of people think the same, we think that's reality, but it's not. It just means a lot of people think the same. It's all perception. It's all perception. So we're in a lower state of mind. We're looking through the lower tube, and we forget that's our perception, that moment. It's not reality. We forget that at any point in time, we can float up to a higher state of mind and see things through a higher tube. When we allow this to happen, though, it's being human. Our mood goes up and down, and that's okay. We stop interfering with the system, trying to force ourselves back up to the higher state of mind, or believing it's real, it's reality, and not our perception. When we see it for what it is, and allow this human aspect just to play out, we float back to the surface, to the higher state of mind, far more quickly and easily. Because that's actually our default setting. Look at toddlers who spend most of their time in that higher state of mind. Not all the time, but most of their time it's their default setting. When they get upset about something, they go back to being okay without any particular intervention. As long as they feel loved in that process, not rejected, it just moves through. We don't need to teach them mindfulness or breathing. They just go back to being okay again. That's how our psychological system works. But as adults, we keep interfering with the system, trying to force us way back up to a different state of mind, or believing our experience as being reality. But it just is what it is. We can just allow it, not reject it, resent it, try to change it, just allow it. Looking life through a lower tube right now, full stop. That's okay. You're human. You may be surprised before you know it. You're looking at life through a higher tube, higher state of mind. So we have moods. They go up and down. We have levels of consciousness. They go up and down. That's called being human. That's okay. And the more we allow that to move through, like weather systems, we spend more time seeing this blue sky. This blue sky. And even when there's a storm, there's blue sky above. I used to work for an airline, I don't know how many times I've flown, and it always surprised me, it always made me laugh that taking off on a grey day, we broke through the cloud, there was blue sky. And in the middle of winter, it always surprised me, the blue sky is still there. I always forget it exists. And when we're in a lower state of mind, we forget that we can see things with a higher state of mind. That it's possible. That we will. It's just ride the storm, surf the waves. And your innate well-being comes back. It's innate. We float back to a higher state of mind without doing anything. The more we see how the system works, the more we see it's a stack of wrapping paper tubes. Ways of seeing the world, our thinking, not life itself. Loving.